For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Democrats say President Trump's insistence over a border wall amounts to a temper tantrum. The president, in a tweet, says the country is being threatened by a flood of immigrants.
The only thing that's going to stop that is great border security with a wall or a slat fence or whatever you want to call it. But we need a great barrier.
Lawmakers could be called back into session at any time. But for now, the Senate has adjourned without an agreement to end the partial government shutdown. Democratic Congressman Steny Hoyer tells CNN $5 billion is too much for the wall, and he quoted President Trump's next chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney.
We think the wall is a waste of money, and as a matter of fact, Mick Mulvaney, he said he thought the president's thoughts about the wall were, and I quote, absurd and childish.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
British police have arrested a man and a woman for using drones at London's Gatwick Airport. They brought the airport to a standstill for 3 days, stranding travelers during the holidays. The BBC's Ben Schofield.
Disruption in total has caused disruption to or cancellations and diversions to more than 1,000 flights, affecting 150,000 passengers. There will be some relief that the military and the police will remain at the airport to keep the airfield open.
This weekend marks the end of a very bad week on Wall Street. Market analyst Eugene Peroni.
It does seem like a bit of a perfect storm where you do have the tariff issue pretty much front and center for many weeks now. But also in the mix is certainly the government shutdown. There certainly seem to be a lot of questions about the pullout of our military from Syria. That plays a role.
The Dow fell 414 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
He's the personification of reality TV. Andy Cohen has a lot of titles: TV executive, talk show host, and New York Times best-selling author. But now he adds one more, giving this news on his live talk show.
I want you to be the first to know that after many years of careful deliberation, a fair amount of prayers, and the benefit of science, if all goes according to plan, in about 6 weeks' time, I am going to become a father.
The 50-year-old says family means everything to him.
Having one of my own is something that I have wanted in my heart for my entire life. And though it's taken me longer than most to get there, I cannot wait.
President Trump's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame has been vandalized again. Here's the latest from USA's Chris Barnes.
Donald Trump's star actually vandalized twice this week, first on Wednesday night by a man wearing a long black coat who used a black marker to scribble swastikas and vulgarities across the star. Then after the star was cleaned, the second incident happened a few hours later when a group of animal sympathizers dressed as sheep spilled red paint across the star while holding signs that said sheep suffer for wool. The president's star had been vandalized twice in the past, both times by men using pickaxes. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.